talk a little NBA basketball. He's ESPN's New Orleans Pelicans reporter. And Andrew, obviously, how excited was the community and team of New Orleans to get Zion Williamson in the line for the first time this year?
Oh, I'll tell you this much, man. I've been in their playoff games. I've been in there for a lot of important moments for the Pels. I've never heard as loud as I did last night. And I'm pretty sure that if he would have hit another shot in that fourth quarter before they need to come back in the game, I'm pretty sure that would have turned into the first open-air NBA arena because they were going to completely blow the roof off of that place.
I didn't see the game live, but I did get a chance to watch all the breakdown. And he seems like a really humble guy. You know, even at the draft, you saw he was so thankful and he teared up. I mean, we love that as fans. We love that. But, you know, what has he been like, you know, as you see him trying to work his way back to the point where he can play? And was he, get the sense he was excited or nervous last night as he got into that game?
I think it was a little bit of nervousness. I think you saw it in how he played early. He kind of started to defer to his teammates. He didn't really want to kind of take the spotlight. As big of a superstar as he is, he doesn't really love the spotlight being on him at all times. I remember in the post-game press conference, they did it with him and Drew Holiday at the same time. I remember asking Drew, hey, I'm going to ask you a non-Zion-related question right now. And Zion was like, man, thanks. And like, the kid really just doesn't want a lot of the pressure on him all the time. So once he kind of settled in, especially in the second half, you really started to see a more comfortable player. And obviously, when he got really comfortable, you saw what happened there in the fourth quarter with the 17 points in 3 minutes.
It was unbelievable, and the energy and the way he went about it. In my mind, I had a vision of Zion Williamson just attacking the rim and ripping the rim right off the backboard. But he dropped four 3-pointers. That's what is that? Four more than Ben Simmons had his whole rookie season.
Yeah, it's still two more than Ben Simmons has as a player right now. I don't think that was going to be on the list of prop bets in Las Vegas. Was Zion Williamson's chances to double up Ben Simmons' 3-pointers career in a single game? But you know how unexpected that was. Zion never hit four threes in a game at Duke. He never hit four threes in a game at AAU. He didn't hit it in high school. This isn't something that he does. But he mentioned last night when you're in rehab and you can't do a lot of things, the one thing you can do is shoot. So the one thing he did a lot of was shoot, and you saw it pay off last night.
Andrew Lopez joins us talking Zion Williamson. He's the New Orleans Pelicans reporter for ESPN, and they did just come up a little short last night. The minutes restriction, do you have any idea of what that'll look like and how quickly that could be let go for him to be able to play like 40 minutes a night?
You know, I don't think he'll ever get to the 38-40-minute plateau tonight this year. I think they're going to be kind of cautious with that. They're going to watch him. He'll probably cap out around 32, 35. Obviously, he'll have nights where he gets to 38 or something like that, but they're going to try to be careful with him. And I can assure you, it's a medical team decision for the long term. This isn't a Zion decision. This isn't a Coach Alvin Gentry decision. This is something that they're doing on the side. Now, for tomorrow's game, they play the Denver Nuggets. I would think, that he played in what they called burst. They allowed him to play kind of 4 minutes at a time, and when he got gas, when he got tired, they pulled him out. I think maybe you get to six tomorrow night. Maybe you just let him go a little bit longer, but I still think we're looking at a couple of weeks before they completely pull off any sort of restriction whatsoever.
I love that you bring up the head coach, Alvin Gentry, because could you imagine pulling him off? What was it, with 5-6 minutes left and the team's rolling? Like, you got to come out. And I don't know what it looked like. There was a little exchange, nothing heated, but they're like, he's like, hey, man, like, I'm probably good to go. Was there any discussion about that from Alvin about how he felt pulling him off in that situation?
As a coach, Alvin didn't necessarily like it, but he understood and he did what he needed to do. He even said, he's like, I might not be the brightest guy in the world, but I know you don't pull a guy after he scores 17 in a row. So, but he told our Mark Spears for ESPN's Down the Feed. Mark Spears reported that he talked to Gentry kind of one-on-one after, and he kind of joked with him, like, what did you tell Zion in that moment? Zion was like, look, man, he was trying to tell Gentry that I'm good, I could play. And Alvin told him, if I put you back in the game, you're going to have a new coach tomorrow. So I got to pull you out the game right now. So he knew, he understood the coaching in him the coach and him didn't want to do it, but everybody understood why it had to be done.
It's absolutely amazing. And when you look at his teammates' reactions, it seemed like they were genuinely excited with him as well to see him. And there's some good young players on that team outside of Zion.
Yeah, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I remember there was a good shot of Nikhil Alexander-Walker from Toronto. He was doing his best air guitar impression. He was pretty good. I don't know where you learned it at. He told us today he didn't practice it. He just kind of went into it. So the guys really like it. Because here's the other thing about Zion. He's just a likable geek.
Yeah.
He's just a really, really likable guy. And everybody in that locker room loves him. Everybody in that locker room saw the work that he had been putting in day after day while he was rehabbing. So for them, they appreciated it. They appreciated the work, and to see it pay off in that way, especially after it was such a lackluster start. He had 5 points in three quarters. He didn't really look like himself. And then all of a sudden that quarter happened, and it was like, oh, that's the guy that we drafted. That's the number one pick right there.
Breaking down the New Orleans Pelicans with a report from ESPN, Andrew Lopez. Zion is a physical freak, and you know, the only guy I think that I can think of that, you know, that was that skilled is LeBron. And it seems to me LeBron came in a little thinner, then he put a lot of muscle on, then he kind of thinned out again. You know, long term, do you think Zion might be a guy that kind of tries to carve off some muscle, or if he's even able to carve off some muscle, so he plays a little bit lighter, not so that he's quicker, but just to take a little bit of pressure off the joints?
I think what they're going to do, if he loses anyway, he'll probably get down maybe 10 pounds. Maybe he gets to 270, 275.
But
the thing is, he was successful at this weight. What he's able to do, the way he's able to bounce off of guys, the way he's able to move, he can do it at that weight and be strong enough to guard fours and fives in the NBA. They're going to be worried about his joints. They're going to be worried about his landings, his things like that. They're okay with him playing at 280 pounds mm-hmm. because of the way he takes care of his body, the flexibility he has in his body now. So if that becomes an issue, maybe he starts to lose the weight. But where he's at right now, they're totally fine with it.
Andrew, I thought I saw that no one attacked him. No one tried to attack him and try to score on him. Is he that scary as a defender, or is that just kind of the way the game played out?
I think it's a little bit of the way the game played out. I think at one point, I think through three quarters, he wasn't the primary defender on anybody, but it turned out, when he was the primary defender, I think they were 0-for-1 and had one turnover against him. I think it's just the way the game played out. I don't think they were scared. This is Greg Popovich. A five-time champion. He was doing double teams at Zion, so they respected what he can do, but I don't think they necessarily tried to avoid him on the defensive end.
One last one for you. Obviously, there's a little bit of work for New Orleans to get into the playoffs. What are they, 3-4 games out? Do you think there's enough juice in this team, and now with the extra excitement of Zion, can they push through and catch that 8th spot in their division or on their conference?
Yeah, they're 4 games out right now. They're behind the Spurs, oddly enough. But the thing about it is, I do think they have enough to push. They are healthy now, and their schedule gets a lot easier. They played the toughest schedule in the NBA so far. That really lightens up now, so I think they're going to be able to kind of push through and maybe make a push for it, and I think that's the most important thing, is that they're playing meaningful games.
Andrew, great stuff, and he'll be must-watch NBA TV for the rest of not just this year, but his career, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Take care, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.